Hi, Marty.
Hi, Fred.
Good to see you today, as always. And it's a new day for Las Cruces Police. You have an interview with the new Las Cruces Police Chief coming from Santa Fe.
Yes, Patrick Gallagher, he assumed duty on Tuesday of this week. So you might say he's our new police chief. And he was on the force in New York City, during 9/11. And Mike Cook interviewed him last Friday, and they talked a little bit about his memories and his advice that he brought back from 9/11. But he was in Santa Fe before now. He's married to Lynn Gallagher, who is the secretary of the New Mexico Department of Health, and she is a native of Truth or Consequences. Gallagher is a native of the Bronx, and so that's why he's in New Mexico, because of his wife. But pretty interesting interview.
Very interesting background. And, of course, he was also a police chief in TRC. So
yes.
Lots of New Mexico experience, too. Also a story related to Las Cruces. The city is phasing out speed bumps. What will replace them?
Traffic calmers, quote unquote. That's kind of the new lingo for a number of devices that slow down traffic or at least keep them to the speed limit. And the city is phasing out the speed bumps in the way that if they ever redo a particular street, repave, they'll take them out. They're not going to just go around and take out all the ones willy-nilly, but they're just going to be phased out. The traffic calmers are such things as speed tables, speed cushions, speed indicators, and just different ways that motorists will be encouraged to drive the speed limit.
Okay, very interesting. Also, we have a preview of the Las Cruces International Film Festival. We have some big stars coming to town this year for this, including actress Sybil Shepherd.
Yeah, and we are going to be doing something with her. We already have an interview with her, but that will be next week. This week, and pretty much every week we're going to have probably a film festival lead-in story. This one is an interview with Ross Marks, the director and graduate of the film school of the American Film Institute here at NMSU, the Creative Institute. But he was really inspired by Sundance, and Sundance apparently got so commercialized that he was encouraged to get involved in the Las Cruces International Film Festival.
That should be an interesting interview with him, and we'll hear more in the weeks to come, I'm sure. You have a story in this week that pulls at the heartstrings, NMSU football's adopted daughter.
I talked to Rami Martinez. His daughter, Marisa, was born with Down syndrome 20 years ago. She'll be 21 this month. And she's had some connections with the university, and she swims actually. She even though she's only 4'8", and she swims at the pool here. And through meeting people, and Mr. Martinez has long been a football fan of the Aggies, and at his church he met one of the strength coaches and from NMSU. And one thing led to another, and his daughter now has a part-time job taking care of things in the weight room. But they've got so close that she's kind of considered adopted by the football team, and they just love her. And they go on, and so she goes on road trips with them and does all these other things. She went to the bowl game. We have some great photos of all the interactions with the football team.
All right. And finally, we look to the future for the Rio Grande Theater and also a former tenant of the theater, the Doña Ana Arts Council.
Yeah, arts and entertainment, it's kind of a a package that I put together. There are two stories that my cook did, and they both look ahead. Like you say, the Rio Grande Theater is has been closed for renovations. They open Thursday night for a one-off concert, and then they're going to be closed again until further notice, upgrading. And then the Doñana Arts Council, now at their new location after the theater, they're looking ahead and implementing all kinds of programs that they want to do. So
that's fantastic. Yeah. All right. Marty Racine is the managing editor of the Las Cruces Bulletin. He's with us every Thursday. Those stories and more in this week's paper. Thanks, Marty.
Thank you.